Can I find words of comfort in the Bible? The Bible's answer. Yes. Consider some examples of Bible passages that have comforted many who are dealing with difficult situations and troubling emotions. Adversity. Psalm 23:4. Though I walk in the valley of deep shadow, I fear no harm, for you are with me. Meaning, when you pray to God and rely on His Word, the Bible, for guidance, you can face adversity with courage. Philippians 4:13. For all things I have the strength through the one who gives me power. Meaning, God can give you the strength to cope with any problem. To learn more about how the Bible can help you cope with long-term adversity, see the article The Challenge, Unchangeable Circumstances. Death of a loved one. Ecclesiastes 9:10. There is no work, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave. Meaning, those who have died are not suffering, nor can they harm us. They are unconscious. Acts 24:15. There is going to be a resurrection. Meaning, God can bring our dead loved ones back to life. To learn more about how the Bible can help you cope with the loss of a loved one, see the article, Coping with Grief, What You Can Do Today. Excessive Guilt. Psalm 86:5. For you, O Jehovah, are good and ready to forgive. You abound in loyal love for all those who call on you. The footnote reads, Jehovah is the personal name of God. See the article, Who is Jehovah? End of footnote. Meaning, God forgives those who are truly sorry for their past mistakes and are determined not to repeat them. Psalm 103:12. As far off as the sunrise is from the sunset, so far off from us He has put our transgressions. Meaning, when God forgives, He puts our sins as far away as we can imagine. He does not bring them up over and over again to accuse or punish us. To learn more about how the Bible can help you deal with excessive guilt, see the article, I Feel Guilty. Can the Bible Help Me Find Relief? Sadness. Psalm 31:7. You have seen my affliction. You are aware of my deep distress. Meaning, God is fully aware of everything you suffer. He understands your deepest feelings, even when others do not. Psalm 34:18. Jehovah is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. Meaning, God promises to support you when you feel sad. He can give you the strength to cope with your pain. To learn more about how the Bible can help you deal with feelings of sadness, watch the video From Sad to Glad. Sickness. Psalm 41:3. Jehovah will sustain him on his sickbed. Meaning, God can help you deal with a serious illness by giving you inner peace, along with strength, endurance, and wisdom to make wise decisions. Isaiah 33:24. No resident will say, I am sick. Meaning, God promises a time when all humans will enjoy good health. To learn more about how the Bible can help you cope with illness, see the article, How to Deal with a Sudden Health Problem. Stress and Anxiety. Psalm 94:19. When anxieties overwhelmed me, you comforted and soothed me. Meaning, if we turn to God when we are feeling stressed, He can help us to remain calm. 1 Peter 5:7. Throw all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Meaning, God is not indifferent to our suffering. He invites us to pray to Him about our concerns. To learn more about how the Bible can help you deal with stress and anxiety, see the article How to Deal with Stress. Warfare. Psalm 46:9. He is bringing an end to wars throughout the earth. Meaning, God's kingdom will soon eliminate all war. Psalm 37:11 and 29. The meek will possess the earth, and they will find exquisite delight in the abundance of peace. The righteous will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it. Meaning, good people will enjoy peace on earth forever. To learn more about how we know that God's kingdom is near, see the article, When Will God's Kingdom Rule the Earth? Worry about the future. Jeremiah 29:11. I well know the thoughts that I am thinking toward you, declares Jehovah, thoughts of peace and not of calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Meaning, God assures His people that they can look forward to a bright future. Revelation 21:4. He will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things have passed away. Meaning, God promises to eliminate all the bad things you see and experience today. To learn more about the Bible's promises for the future, see the article, A Real Hope for a Better Tomorrow,